of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Hold that pony, Little Beaver. We're heading back to Painted Valley Ranch. The Duchess wants us in a hurry. Hit the trail.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get
going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Today again, our nation fights for the things we know are right. And that means that we all must keep physically fit for the big job ahead. That's why there's such a tremendous demand for fresh and tasty Langendorf bread these days. Folks know it's absolutely delicious with meals, toasted, or in tempting sandwiches that stay fresh. And even more important, swell-tasting Langendorf bread is a fine source of energy, so needed in these days of all-out effort. It contains essential proteins and high nutriment values. Yes, and nerve and energy vitamin B1 and important minerals. Then, to give you extra energy, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. So treat yourself to extra energy and extra enjoyment by serving delicious Langendorf bread with every meal. Remember, it's so downright good that baking experts judged it America's finest. Be sure to get fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. Returning from the Cherokee Strip, where they broke up Slick Matson's sinister scheme to bankrupt the settlers, Red Rider and Little Beaver stopped at Painted Valley Ranch for a home-cooked meal, a bath, and a restful night in the Eiderdown before picking up Ace Hanlon's corkscrew trail. But while packing away Ching Hao's 3-inch steaks and mouth-melting apple pie, Red is startled to hear the Duchess say,
Red, I wish you'd stay around long enough for us to be sure the $38,000 us ranchers have collected to pay for the railroads turned over to the company.
$38,000. Him heap wampum.
Yes, indeed, Little Beaver. $38,000 is a lot of money to honest folks, and an awful temptation to folks who don't care too much where their dinero comes from.
That's exactly what I mean, Red. I told them consarn ranchers it was risky business putting all that money in the dinky little safe at the Cattlemen's Association.
Oh, now, Duchess, tell me that again. You mean they got all that cold cash in that office in town?
I sure do, and I haven't spent a peaceful minute since.
Mind telling me the whole story again? I've been so plumb occupied here filling up on Ching Hao's home cooking, I hadn't paid much attention to the whole deal. Now, how come the ranchers got all that cash together again?
Fine nephew I got.
Know what that means, Little Beaver?
Ching Hao, him say, good thing you like him cooking.
Right, Little Beaver. Fetch me some more of that coffee, Ching Hao.
Coffee?
Yeah, maybe another piece of pie.
Another piece. All the time eat.
All right, Duchess. Knowing that pie's coming takes a weight off my mind. And I'm all ready to listen to you.
Well, you remember all the trouble we've been having driving our beef through them mountain passes to the railhead of Tumbleweed?
Yes, ma'am.
So we finally approached the railroad and asked if they'd run a spur line from Tumbleweed down here to Painted Valley.
And as I recall, they did it.
Not quite that easy, Red. They said if we'd form a company and pay half the cost, they'd put the rails right in here to our doorstep.
I see. And this $38,000 is your share of the cost, is that it?
Exactly. Now the road's finished, the rails are laid, and the official open is 2 days from now. That is, if we pay the railroad company the money that's due them for our share.
I guess I savvy all that. Now what else?
Nothing else. Except the money was collected in cash today, and it's in that tin safe down at the Cattlemen's Association building in town. And it just plumb worries me, that's all. That kind of money all in one place might be a temptation, even to an honest man.
I agree with you, Duchess. I think I'll be riding into town and sort of keep an eye on it.
All right. Here, coffee. Apple pie, Miss Elaine.
Oh, never mind the grub, Ching Hao.
Huh?
I've got a nice work cut out for me.
What's the matter? I make it blingy food, you know, make it easy.
Oh, Duchess, you keep Little Beaver here. It's high time he was getting a good night's sleep. See you in the morning.
Red making me plenty angry. All the time he treated me like a little papoose.
Well, what do you think you are, a brave?
Me going with Red Rider.
Oh, no, you don't. Not this time. You're going to bed.
You think I'm so, Annie Duchess?
Doggone it, didn't I tell you to stay at the ranch?
You tell him, but me slip him away from any Duchess and follow him fast. Me no want him bed. Me want him see 38,000. Keep wampum.
Well, now that you're here, you can practically see that money right from where we are. You see those lights down there? Well, that's Painted Valley. And that dark building on the corner is the cattleman's building where the money's being kept in the safe.
We write him down now, Red Rider.
Well, might as well. Come on.
Red Rider, what's that noise?
Torn feathers, Little Beaver. Maybe we're too late. Looks like someone just blew the safe open and helped themselves to the money. Start that pony.
Get him up, that foolish.
Lift those hooves, Thunder. The safe's been blown up and we've got to ride. Come on, Thunder. Come on, Little Beaver, get up here.
Red Rider, look him. Many men ride him uphill from town.
Must be the bandits. Let's try and cut them off. Give me some speed, Thunder. Stay behind, Little Beaver. We'll get through. That was close. Hold, Thunder. Here they come.
Briggs, mister. Briggs, you do it fast. We got your plum covered.
Now, hold on, you.
Well, loud. Red Rider.
Howdy,
what are you doing here? We thought we'd cut stuff with them bandits who blew that safe in town.
Well, it looks like the laugh's on both of us. I chased over to cut you off thinking you were the bandits.
Well, that's mighty odd, Red. We saw the bandits turn the corner and... Well, they must have just been swallowed up in the hills.
Now, hills don't do much swallowing, Sam. You came from town, I came from the other way. If none of us saw them, might be they doubled back to town.
Well, don't seem likely, Red, but... They're sure not here.
Well, what say we go back to town and see just what's been stolen?
Now, maybe we better. If that $38,000 is gone, we've got to do some tall thinking.
Right. Turn those horses around and let's ride.
It's gone, Red. Never last cent of it.
Now, listen, folks. No need getting excited. Now, like they say, no use crying over spilt milk. The money's gone. The man from the railroad would be here in the morning, and it'd be a pretty pass if the Painted Valley Cattlemen's Association didn't pay what it rightfully owed.
Well, that talk's easy, Red, but what are you figuring on doing? Making the money?
No, Sam, I don't figure to make it. But we might borrow it so we could pay what we owe.
Borrow it? Where from?
And if we did borrow it, how are we going to pay it back?
Now, let's take one question at a time. We could pay it back by shipping our cattle to Tumbleweed and selling them.
Red, I hate to say this. Always thought you was a pretty small Jasper. But how in blazes we're going to borrow $38,000 overnight?
Now, hold it, Gabe. It might be easier than you think. There's one man in this town usually has that kind of cash money handy. Pharaoh Jack.
What? Pharaoh Jack? Well, he's nothing more than a chin-horn gambler. I wouldn't have no truck with his kind.
Would you rather break your word to the railroad? Now, we promised we'd pay the money the day it was due. And by glory, I say this is no time to welch on an honest business deal.
Well, I don't know.
Now, look, man. I hate Pharaoh as much as any of you, but Red's talking sense. Sense and honor. We bound ourselves to a bargain. I say let's go through with it if we can. If Pharaoh Jack's got the money and is willing to make us a loan, I say let's take it.
Well, all right. Well, since it's Red's idea, let him go over to Pharaoh's place and make him the proposition.
I can't say I'll do it gladly, but I'll do it. Now, Jack will probably want some sort of security.
That's right.
Is it all right if I offer him the shares we own on the branch of the railroad?
Might as well. That and our beef's all we got left.
Then if that's your decision, I'll be on my way. And I only hope Pharaoh's got a drawer full of cash tonight.
Hey,
when do you come into places like this?
Howdy, Pharaoh. I'd like to talk to you. Alone.
Sure. I could almost say I feel honored. Come on back in my private office.
All right.
Right through here. Here we are. Take a chair. Cigar? Or maybe you'd rather have some of the boss's private stock.
No thanks, Pharaoh. I'm here on business.
Oh. Well?
I suppose you know the Cattlemen's Association safe was blown last night.
There might be two ways of taking that remark, friend.
Now, don't let your conscience bother you, Pharaoh. I'm not here to make accusations.
Well, that's a lot better. Well, let's get down to this business here.
Good idea. Now, the money that disappeared from the cattleman's safe tonight...
Disappeared? I thought it was stolen.
Disappeared might be a better word, because I think it'll turn up sooner or later.
Yeah?
Yeah, Pharaoh. Maybe sooner.
Well, I sure hope so, for your sake.
And I hope so, too, Pharaoh, for everyone's sake. Everyone concerned.
Sure. Now, just what was it you wanted to see me about?
We need $38,000 in cash by noon tomorrow. And I thought if you could spare it, maybe you could make us a little loan.
You call $38,000 a little loan?
Call it what you want. We need it, and if you've got it, we're prepared to offer you ample security.
Yes? Such as what?
First, have you got that much?
Well, yes and no. I've got about that much in cash, but in my business, I can't spare for too long. Would, let's say, 1 week interest you?
1 week?
I'm sorry, but that's the best I can do.
All right. Let's say a week, Pharaoh. Now about security.
Well, you're dealing the cards. What about security?
We'll put up all of our stock in the branch line of the railroad. Fair enough?
What'll I do with the railroad if I have to take it over?
I think you know, Pharaoh.
Now look, Ryder. I don't like a man who hints. You got something on your mind. How about coming out
now,
with...
Now, don't get me wrong. I only meant if you owned the road, you'd have the ranches over a barrel. They couldn't very well ship their cattle. They'd probably have to sell it to you at your own price.
Ryder,
no
you...
harm meant, Pharaoh. I was just explaining the value of the security we're offering.
Yeah? Well, all right. But I still don't like the way you have of explaining things.
Well, there are a lot of things I still can't explain, Pharaoh. But that shouldn't have any effect on the proposition we're talking about, should it?
No. And since this is just a matter of dollars and cents, well, let's leave it that way.
Good.
Maybe it won't be good, Ryder, if you don't pay up. Because I promise you one thing. I'm a man of my word. The day a debt's due, I expect it paid or else.
I'm always glad to sign my name to a paper that says paid in full.
Return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Ladies, if you want to be mighty popular around your house, just remember this. You send the happy man to work and happy youngsters off to school when you pack those lunch boxes with tasty sandwiches made with fresh and tasty Langendorf bread. Flavor? Madam, what a flavor. So wonderfully good, so smooth and delicious that baking experts judge Langendorf bread America's finest. And freshness? You can bet your best sombrero that Langendorf bread is fresh. Fresh when you make those nourishing sandwiches. Fresh when the men folks and youngsters eat them. And here's something that's especially important today when we're all working longer and harder. Langendorf bread is a fine source of energy. It supplies important vitamin B1, proteins, carbohydrates, minerals, plus the world's greatest quick energy food, dextrose, to give you extra energy for work and play. So for goodness sake, and for energy's sake, make those sandwiches with fresh and tasty Langendorf bread. Use it for toast. Serve it with every meal, every day. Get a loaf of America's finest bread, that's fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, at your grocer's tomorrow. With the $38,000 stolen, the Painted Valley cattlemen had collected to pay for their share of the railroad spur line, Red Rider has borrowed a like amount from Pharaoh Jack, the town gambling boss. But now that the railroad is paid, the cattlemen still have to round up their cattle, ship them to Tumbleweed to the buyers, and get the cash to pay off their loan to Pharaoh before the week is over. Talked into the deal by Red Rider, many of the cattlemen are losing sleep over the consequences if they don't pay Pharaoh what they owe. And the Duchess is telling Red in no uncertain terms.
And I knew the day we found a fighting redhead in the family, we was in for trouble.
You haven't had any trouble yet, have you, Duchess?
Maybe not, but sure as apples, we've come mighty close to it.
Annie, Duchess, you forget Mako Murray, Red Rider. Him know what him do him.
Yes, Duchess, Little Beaver's right. This time I got a pretty good idea what I'm doing.
Idea? You sure didn't have one when you got the notion to borrow money from that sidewinding gambler Pharaoh.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't. We got 3 days left to pay back that loan, and you said so yourself. If we're 1 hour late, he'll take over that railroad spur from us so fast it'll make your head swim.
That's a mighty big if.
Huh. Knowing Pharaoh Jack, that if ain't so big.
Knowing Pharaoh Jack's what gave me the idea in the first place.
If that makes sense, Red Rider, you better explain it to me.
All right. Now look. The crooks that stole that money raced down the street, turned the corner, and then just vanished.
Yeah?
They weren't in the hills outside of town, or the posse or me would have seen them.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just this. I reckon if they didn't leave, they must have doubled back here and stayed in town.
Me think of that, too.
Children are supposed to be seen and not heard, Little Beaver.
Maybe better no see him, only hear him. Bang, bang!
Well, I'll be doggone if he isn't turning bloodthirsty.
Gets that trailing around after you, I expect. Well, never mind the side talk. What about the bandits?
Well, if they went back to town, they must have gone someplace. Now, where could they hide safely in town? At Pharaoh Jack's Cafe.
Oh, sonny, now you're running wild. And on the wrong range, that don't make any sense at all.
No? Then why do you think I went to Pharaoh Jack's to borrow the money? Because I was sure that was just what he wanted.
Say, you ain't been thrown from thunder lately and hit on your head, have you?
No, Duchess, and I'm sure I'm right about this.
Then why in tarnation did you go back to that crook and put up our share in the railroad for the loan? Now that thief's got us hanging over the gate with our chaps dragging.
Has he? Did you ever think that I may have dropped a hint or two that we suspect he's at the bottom of the robbery? And that it might scare him out of any more dirty work?
The only thing that'd scare that critter is 10 loads of buckshot in the right place.
Now, supposing you let me do the worrying, Duchess. You and the other ranchers have got the cattle to round up, and the train pulls out of Painted Valley for Tumbleweed in 2 hours. You get them shipped, I'll handle the rest.
Red, I don't hanker to tell you this, but, well, there's talk going around that, well...
Well, what?
Well, if you gotta know that you and Pharaoh maybe, well, you're dealing together, that's
huh?
What. Making a 1 week loan from that high miner's got everybody around here talking.
Duchess, you ship the cattle. Talk won't pay what we owe him, but maybe I will.
Red, this time you better be right. Why, you gotta be right.
Sam?
Gabe, I've been thinking.
Yeah, I know. We all have been thinking.
You mean about Red Rider?
I sure do. I hate to think this, Sam, but I'm not the only one. Deliver it or not, that lad sure got us in an awful jam.
But Ben Travers was saying that someone told him Red and Pharaoh was a split.
2 days ago, I had a gun down a hombre who said that. But, Sam, it sure looks like it might be the truth.
Well, what did make an upstanding youngster like Red do a thing like that, Gabe?
I don't know, Sam, I don't know. You know, Dan Billen said a brother-in-law of his'n, who always played it straight, suddenly up and went on the prod when the stakes got high enough.
And $38,000 is plenty high stakes, Gabe. Plenty high.
Talking ain't going to help now, Sam. Let's get this cattle into town and to the railroad.
See you, Mr. Private.
Yeah, Barney, shut the door. What'd you find out?
Yeah, most of the herds are in town now, down at the railroad station. Nobody to come but Gabe Collins, Sam Danby, and the Duchess.
Good. Things are starting to look up.
You still going to take the chance of rustling them steers off in that train?
After all the months I planned it, I'd be crazy to pass up a killing like this.
Mm.
Do you realize what's going to mean?
Oh, sure, only I...
Only you don't. When they can't pay off, I've got them just where I want them. Either sell me their beef at my own prices hereafter, or, well, before another year's over, I'll own every ranch in Painted Valley.
What hands me a laugh is tricking them into borrowing back their own $38,000. That's sure funny. Yep, and smart. Hey, you're smart, Pharaoh.
The smartest thing I done is getting them ranches down on Red Rider. That's really funny.
What you mean?
I mean I got word around that maybe Red stole that money himself.
You swallow that?
Why not? When that posse rode out of town, who'd they bump into? Ryder.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Barney. Spreading rumors is every bit as good as spreading lead.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, this is no time to be enjoying ourselves. No game is over till the last card is dealt. So round up the boys and let's see that we slip these ranches a cold death.
You said it, Pharaoh. You said it.
Now remember, ride out just the other side of the tunnel on Coyote Pass. And when that train slows down for that uphill pull, it'll be like stealing candy to stop it and grab them steers.
You bet, boss.
And while you're getting started, I'm going down to the freight station and make sure them ranchers get every last head of cattle on board. I sure don't want them to cheat me. I sure don't.
Looks like it. Oh, here comes the Duchess. Howdy, ma'am.
Howdy, Dave.
Howdy, Duchess.
Howdy, don't
like
me.
Well, good enough, I guess, Duchess. Where's that nephew of yours? Ain't he shipping with your herd?
Well, I've been looking for Red. I expected to see him down here.
Ain't Red supposed to be a ramrod of your outfit?
Well, I reckon he is. When he's around, trouble is that youngster can't ever stay lit in one place long enough to get his nose counted.
Hey, Duchess. I guess maybe we better be getting ready to start. Come on, Gabe.
Yeah. Hasta la vista, Duchess. See you later.
Drat them suspicious old flop-eared mules. I know just what they're thinking about, Red.
Annie Duchess, you know, Roy. Red Ryder, him know a plenty more than these men. They only think of more of them. Red Ryder, him know them how to catch them bad men.
Little Beaver, if you love Red like I do, you better stop praying right now.
Look them. They're Red Ryder, John Schwartz. Talking to Pharaoh Jack.
Ratted young fool, talking to Pharaoh in public after all that's been said.
Me go see him, Annie Duchess. You stay here. Better be them cows on train.
Down to the station to see us off, Pharaoh? Or to count the cattle?
From the talk I've been hearing, Ryder, I'd say it might be a safer bet if I asked you that question.
You always did like safer bets, didn't you, Pharaoh?
Why not? You know any better way of playing them?
Maybe.
Yeah? How?
Well, one way is not making any bets. Just being sure of your game from the start. Very sure.
When I have confidence in my luck, I back it. Back it with money, Ryder.
Money like $38,000?
Yeah, 38 or 98, if I'm sure of myself.
That beats me, Pharaoh. The most I ever bet is six. Six steel slugs out of a smoking barrel. Can you use that in your game?
Why, you... Ryder, you've named your own stakes in this game, and I think I'll be calling you. Yes. Calling you long before you expect.
Ryder, we think of him laughing too soon. Maybe on wrong side face.
Maybe so, little Eva. I hope you're right. That he's not playing this hand with a marked deck.
Red Ryder, see him. Cattle train, get him ready to leave for Tumbleweed.
I see it, son.
We no go him on train?
Nope, you're going to ride over and tell the sheriff I'm aiming to rustle that cattle and...
No, Red Ryder, you no rustle them cattle.
I'm afraid I've got to. If Pharaoh's playing his ace, I've got to have a trump ready. Now you go and tell the sheriff what I told you before it's too late. Get riding, little beaver. This may mean the life of every rancher in the valley. All right, steady, Thunder. There we are. Now, cut loose, fella. Start hiking him for Coyote Canyon. Come on, Thunder. Oh, boy. Oh, Thunder. Good thing you and me know the shortcuts around here, or we couldn't have beat that train. Well, there she comes, Thunder, right on schedule. Now watch it, fella. We gotta run alongside that engine and swing aboard. Think we can do it? That's telling him. She's almost on top of us. Now get set, boy. We've got to get on it before she hits the tunnel. Here's where we go, Thunder. Come on, Thunder! With one grab. All right. Easy, easy, does it, fella. Now, careful. All right. Here we go. All right, you two. You engineer.
and you fireman, get him up fast now.
Oh, somebody, stick up.
It's a stick up, all right, and plenty of leads. I'll make it stick. Now do as I say. You fireman, get over here and cut that coupler loose. Separate the locomotives from the cars. Stay with the car and set the brake.
We can't do that. We got.
Never mind what you can't do. I said do it. Well, that's better. Come on, cut it loose. That does it. Now keep him up. Engineer, grab those controls. We're going into the tunnel.
Mister, you're crazy to try a trick like this. We ain't got nothing. Only thing of value is them cattle cars you made us cut off.
Maybe so, but if I'm right in my guessing, we're going to pick up another valuable cargo right outside the tunnel on the upgrade of Coyote Pass.
Holy man, is that the rest of your gang there? Look at all them cars with guns. Must be a dozen of them.
They're flagging you down. Slam on those brakes. You get them up instead.
Rider! Hey, what happened to the train? Where are them cattle cars?
Don't worry about the cattle cars, friend. Just turn and look behind you. Unless my eyes have gone bad, there's the sheriff and a whole posse to answer all your questions.
Not me. No, come on, boys. Let's get out! Sheriff! Give it to him, boys!
Good work, Sheriff. You got them all.
Rider, what are you doing in the engine? We heard you were sticking up the train.
I did stick it up, Sheriff.
Huh?
But only to save enough so Pharaoh Jack could really be stuck. Now, those men you rounded up will talk enough to hang the whole lot of them.
Red Rider, they find a thunder back here. Are you all right now?
Fit as can be and raring to go, Little Beaver. Get over here, Thunder.
Red.
Yes, Sheriff?
How come you cut loose those cars with them cattle?
Well, I hoped you'd get here in time to grab this gang, but with the whole valley at stake, I couldn't take any chances. Thunder.
That's swell work, Ryder. We're all proud of you. You too, Little Beaver.
We ride them, Red Rider?
We sure do. We got a lot of apple pie to finish before we hit the trail again. Start that pinto.
Get him up, Papu. Get him.
Stretch out, Thunder. There's work to be done. Come on, Thunder.
Red Rider certainly did some hard riding and took some desperate chances in order to help his friends in Painted Valley. But now that the problems of his aunt the Duchess are settled, there are new adventures ahead for Red Rider and Little Beaver. Listen in next time when America's famous fighting cowboy rides into the great Sundown Valley to settle a feuding range war. Comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest. For goodness sake, get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. Today, Uncle Sam has a tremendous job to do, a job demanding the highest physical and mental fitness of every American. And there's place, a vitally important place, for everyone in our victory program. The Red Cross, Civilian Defense, USO, and other groups are doing fine work, and we can help. Our armed forces need guns, tanks, planes, and we can buy them by investing in defense bonds and stamps. For the health and vitality so important today, nourishing foods are essential. Langendorf bread, rich in essential vitamin B1, proteins, carbohydrates, minerals, and dextrose for extra energy, will help keep your vitality high during these trying days. So, keep physically fit and do your bit.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.